Fishing has been banned in the Japanese waters surrounding the nuclear plant hit by the earthquake on March 11th. But fishermen are still out making catches, only to find they have no buyers, because the Japanese public feels even more threatened by radiation. Officials at the Fukushima nuclear plant said today they found radioactive iodine at 7.5 million times the legal limit in a seawater sample. The Tokyo Electric Power Company doesn't know where precisely the leak is, but they believe it may be from a faulty joint. In that case, radioactive water may be seeping into the ground. The irradiated water has made its way into the ocean. Kyle McMillan is a nuclear engineer at UCLA.
If they can't fix the leaks, that all of this stuff will continue to build up over and over and over again. And it's kind of one of these long-term problems where the radioactivity will clear, it will dissipate, it will dilute in the ocean, it always will. There's just way too much ocean for it to remain at heavy concentrations. The problem is that the more that gets into the ocean, the longer it's going to take for that stuff to dilute.
But this has led to another problem. Officials have detected over twice the normal amount of iodine in fish caught off the coast of northern Japan. The Japanese government has placed a standard limit to the amount of iodine in the fish, which is comparable to the level allowed in vegetables. Candace Winters, Annenberg Radio News.